Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly, and I'm Dan. Guys, it's time to tone it down. Knock it down a few notches. Be civil to each other. Be kind to each other. It's just time for that. It really is. And please comment the video, share the video. Let me know your thoughts on all this stuff. And today we have a sponsor, Delete Me, and I'll talk about them in a bit. But my main man, Jamie Dimon, came out over the weekend after the assassination attempt on former President Trump. And I don't make it. I don't hide this. I think he's a... And he came out and he said that he sent a memo to all his employees, which I'm going to read to you guys. And I thought it was very good. And I really want to give him props for this because we're deeply saddened by the political violence and the assassination attempt on former President Trump last evening. On behalf of our entire leadership team, our thoughts today are with the former president, his family, and the families of those that were tragically injured and killed. We must all stand together against any acts of hate, intimidation, or violence that seek to undermine our democracy and inflict harm. It is only through constructive dialogue that we can tackle the nation's toughest challenges. Okay, that's that blue blood, Jamie Dimon. And again, I just, I've made it clear how I feel about him. I don't think he's man of the people. I think it's ridiculous to think that this guy is one of us when he's making $36.5 million a year. And he's a billionaire. Don't forget that. But we don't get political, but we have to at times. You've got to stake your claim and you've got to be civil. I'm telling you guys, I have a really good life. And I've thought about this. My children are healthy. I'm healthy. I had a girl that I was madly in love with who died, and it changed everybody's life when she passed away because, by fighting through cancer and by living the life that she did, she showed everybody how you can be positive. And guess what? She was a Democrat too. Oh my God, and baby Jesus, Okay. The point was, my children are better adults because of this woman and because of what she went through. And, my son graduated college, and again, it was strictly because of her. It really was attributed to her because everything I suggested he was defiant upon, and she's the one that got him to apply at 55 different colleges and everything that he did to move his career forward. But it all worked out, okay? But again, we have to get along right now. You cannot believe that everybody is evil in the world that's on the other side of the political aisle. The stuff that has been sent to me that is so vile that I cannot read it to you and share it with you, you would not believe. That's all I have to say. Because these people that wish death upon someone is awful. Because when you have death in your life and people die tragically and needlessly, it is awful. It's terrible. Shannon Doherty, the actress from Beverly Hills 90210, got breast cancer, and she attributes it to the downfall in her career and how she lost her health insurance at one point. And guys, I am an advocate for it. If you are a woman and you have not had a mammogram or had been examined, you have to do this right away, because the only thing that you can do, and you can follow Susan G. Komen and some of these other groups that are horrible, in my opinion, but early detection is the key, guys. And if you want good cancer charities, I'll make some recommendations for you. But Shannon Doherty says that she wouldn't have gotten cancer if she would have been diagnosed earlier. Maybe that's the case, guys. Maybe that would have done it for her. Who knows? But she died over the weekend at 53 years old. Terrible. Tragic, guys. Then you've got the New York Times. Frickin' New York Times. Have you been to New York lately? I have. And it's a shithole. It's absolutely a dump. And it is absolutely unsafe. And I went there to make sure my daughter was safe. And she still had a security team with her that to make sure she was safe. It is horribly bad, okay? And the New York Times over the weekend let an editorial run that Donald Trump was unfit to lead. And again, I don't care who you're going to vote for. That's not the point. But to tone it down, Jamie Dimon's right, guys. It's time to tone it down. It's time to be civil towards each other. And you're not wrong because of who you vote for. Oh, yeah, you are. You're terrible. It's insane, guys. Do you hear yourself? Again, read the comments in the videos. Read what people write, because you would not believe it. You would not believe what people write right now. It's unbelievable right now. So your safety, your security is paramount. It really is. Your health is everything. You can have a mountain of money this tall, okay? And if you don't have your health, you have nothing. Remember that. So your safety, your security, everything that you need to fall back on, it's really important. Plus, look at my hair getting blown apart. So, kindness, guys. Kindness is everything right now. We are living through such a difficult time right now. The economy is in complete shambles. You have got, what, 10 million people that came across our border that have, you know, we don't know how sick they are. We don't know what these people do for a living. We don't know anything about these people. Okay? And again, I'm not getting political, but I live in a border state, okay? And I've seen it firsthand. And it's crazy what we're going through right now. You know, when you have, you know, the members of a rock group, Tenacious D, Jack Black, who Jack Black is probably worth close to $100 million, and that fat ass, that fat man, who, again, eat a salad, fat boy, and him and his partner in Tenacious D, I forgot the other fat guy who's always been fat, who said that they just missed him by, don't miss next time. You know how awful that is. What do you teach your children? Seriously. And your grandchildren. Let me know. Seriously. Let me know. Because what we're living through right now is insanity. So it's time to tone it down. Oh, you shouldn't talk about this stuff down on your channel. Whatever, guys. Okay? We have to come together. We have to come together. I have, you know, got a good life. I really do. And, you know, fairly successful. Made a lot of money for other people. A tremendous amount of money for other people. And you know one thing I've never asked? Hi, Kitty. I've never asked, hey, who'd you guys vote for? Before we work on your biotech project or help you guys buy that land. Oh, God. Really? That's who you voted for? Wow, I'm done. Okay? Come on, guys. It's insane. Okay? Next time you have an emergency in your house, like the plumbing goes bad, you know, imagine. Ask the plumber who he voted for first. Do that. Oh, of course he's, you know, a peasant, so of course we know who he voted for. You know what I mean? It's crazy, guys. It's on you, though. Be kind to people. Do what you can do to spread the kindness, because it's really out of whack right now, to say the least. Okay? Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. Look at my hair. It's just completely blown apart. Okay? Share your thoughts on that stuff so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Delete Me. Think about this. There are companies out there that are called data brokers. And what they do is they compile all of our personal information and sell it to people. And it's absolutely, you know, dangerous, because you could be the victim of identity theft, phishing scams, and so many different problems out there. And I've been using this product and found it to be absolutely amazing. Think about this. If you use the discount code joindeleteme.com/iallegedly, you can save 20%. Use the link below. It's the easiest way to get to it. But once you fill out your personal information, a week later you get your first report, and it shows you all the information that's been removed from these sites. Now think about this. This includes your name, your age, your address, your photos, your email address, your past addresses, your phone number, your relatives, your social media accounts, occupation, marital status, and your property values of where you live. This stuff is out there, and you can get rid of it. But once again, sign up for it today. It's incredibly inexpensive, but I love this service because we have to combat these bad guys every way we can. Think about this. People think, oh, how many companies could be doing that, Dan? Maybe a dozen? There's hundreds that do this, guys. That's why you need Delete Me. Sign up for it today. Go to joindeleteme.com/iallegedly. Save 20% and check it out today. There's still a lot to cover. Think about this. Hurricane Beryl, Beryl, came up through Texas and turned into a tropical storm. Do you know there are still over 260,000 people in Texas that don't have electricity after 8 days? What would you do if you didn't have electricity for 8 days? And Governor Abbott of Texas is saying, hey, we want answers on this. Well, CenterPoint, one thing that they did that was a real problem in Texas, and you can argue with it all the way, is they don't have one or two power companies. They've got these little tiny obscure power companies out there, and you know, and then they shut people's power off, and they're not fixing this. So where do they have liability at this point? Where do they have responsibility for this? So, you know, who knows? You know, who knows? So RFK Jr. finally got Secret Service protection. So hopefully they listen to me with that. But again, it goes to the rhetoric and his family's history. It's terrible that he had to wait as long as he did. And thank God for that. And you know, one thing that is funny is that it looks like, you know, Joe Biden's going to stand right now. And one thing that they're giving a lot of heat to is Jeffrey Katzenberg right now, who helped raise all this money, who was the de facto leader of the party right now, which I never knew this, but they're blaming it's all his fault right now that Joe Biden's in. It's like, can you make this stuff up? Who can believe this? So, you know, share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Here's a couple stories that are kind of interesting, and they're Disney related. Think about this. Disney has a problem with people watching them for everything they've done. So people are not watching Disney. Kids are going to YouTube right now. When my kids were young, and this was like up until 10 years ago, man, Disney, Nickelodeon, all those kids' channels were on 24/7 at my house. Didn't have the news on, didn't have sports on, you watch that stuff. And now kids are just staying away from it. Okay, well, that's good. They're getting theirs right now. But one thing that's wild, and we talk about, you know, data being stolen and things like that, Disney has what they call Slack channels, which are private channels for communication, and they were hacked. They anticipate, because I want to make sure I get the number right, there are 10,000 channels that Disney had inside Slack channels. They've all been hacked and have all the messages. So if you worked at Disney and you sent something that would be personal or damning about what you want to talk about, you know, that you don't want people shared, it's too late now. So these data brokers and these people that do this stuff, you have to protect yourself from that. So let me know what you think about this. I love houses like this, these old houses. Look at this old A-frame. Look at that thing. And that's your backyard with the dock and everything like that. Wow. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far, guys. We've talked about the AT&T hacking, and Melanie sent me a picture of a letter she got from AT&T about the hacking and how they're sorry and protect your data and all that stuff. Guys, it's too much, guys. It's ridiculous. We're supposed to act like this is no big deal. And it's just part of the game, but it's not, guys. This is what you need to protect yourself for. And again, what is AT&T going to do for everybody? Because I'm one of those people that has multiple accounts that has been hacked, and all this data. Oh, we're going to, you know, you need to get some credit repair insurance. No, I don't. I don't want to do that. I don't want to have the time for it. What did you do? Why did you allow this to happen? So, again, no answers for this stuff. You know, Medical Diagnostics Medical Group in Pinellas County, Florida, 245 people are going to lose their jobs. Over and over again, guys, you have industries that never suffer. Medical is one of the industries that never takes a hit until now. So now it's taken a hit, and all these people are losing their jobs. So, you know, let me know, guys. Let me know what you think about this. The Sun Belt, the eviction rate is double. It has gone up over 50% in the South right now, and these are all the areas that have real estate trouble. So So you've got all these areas that you're seeing multifamily houses that are going on the market. You're seeing people that speculated and bought houses at the top of the market. And now when you see this, they're starting to evict these people at a record pace right now. So get ready, guys, because, you know, this is catching up. My buddy that's in the foreclosure market, Dan, he describes it as a floodgate that's about to open. And as soon as they let everything go, it's going to be horrible, because you've got landlords that are not collecting rent, because these people are not collecting rent. And you can sit there and say, oh, all the fat cat landlords. No, there are landlords that if they didn't get that rent, they don't make the mortgage payment. It's that simple. Is that a good way to run your business? Probably not. But there's a lot of people. Everybody thinks that every landlord is a rich person, and they're not. And you're going to experience that in a big, big way over the course of the next 6 months. So get ready, guys. Get ready. Just a quick video for you today. Hope you didn't mind the rant. But a couple things to end this. Number one, in Orange, California, which is one city over from where I live, there was a gun store that was broken into with 8 men. Sledgehammers, masks, everything. Stole 85 firearms. Wow. And got away with it. They have no idea who these people are. They have a silver Kia that they have, which I'm sure was stolen or everything was blocked out on it. But, you know, we'll see. Final story is Walmart. You know, when I think of high dining experiences, I think of Walmart. One thing that Walmart has said that they're going to do is they're going to improve the quality of 1,400 Walmart stores. Wider aisles, better shopping experience, a better place to come and eat. Okay. Now, I can't even do this without laughing. They're going to add in 92 stores, Uncle Sharky's Poke Bowl. Okay, now for some people are like, what's that? Poke is raw fish, guys. When I think about sushi or I think about a poke bowl, I think about going to Walmart, guys. That's exactly where I want to eat fish that's raw, is Walmart. So Uncle Sharky's, 92 stores. You first, guys. Enjoy. Tell me how the Uncle Sharky's poke bowl is at good old Walmart. And again, guys, they're going to have improved signage, too. They're going to have wider aisles. You're going to have a better shopping experience, and you're going to be able to have raw fish inside the stores that you can chew on in a bowl as you walk around. Not like Philly cheesesteaks or sandwiches or anything like that. It's going to be raw fish. So onward and upward, guys. Share your thoughts on this stuff. Let me know what you think, if you like the rant or don't like the rant. Okay? Guess what? Civility starts with you. Be kind to everyone. Do the best you can. You want to get a hold of me? hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you soon. Make good choices.